if there's anything I want to leave y'all with, is just take the chance. Like, just
right?
Really just take the chance. Yeah. It was, the decision for me to move to Europe was definitely not one that I took lightly. I planned about 2 years.
Yeah.
I saved up enough money for 2 years and got the proper paperwork together and got the proper living accommodations and, you know, reconnected with my family accordingly, for 2 years before I officially moved here. And you know, it's the thing is like life takes you, and especially throughout your 20s is a super volatile period of life.
Welcome to the podcast Study Abroad Extended Version. I'm your host, Jacob Dong. So today I traveled to Saarland, to Saarbrücken, and visited the University of Saarland, which has an amazing program in computer science, and they offer the program in English. And today I'm interviewing Lizzie. Hello, Lizzie.
Hello. My name is Lizzie. I am a first year, second semester, international English computer science bachelor student at the University of the Saarland, or as we say here, Universität des Saarlandes.
Okay.
And
you're from Texas?
I am from Houston, Texas. I am from H-Town. If you guys are Beyonce fans or Megan Thee Stallion fans, it is, in my opinion, where the best hip hop in the United States is produced. But that's where I'm from. My family's also from the Saarland, which is ultimately one of the main reasons why I came here to study in Europe. And I have a background in molecular biology, so I studied molecular biology back home in the United States. My alma mater is the University of Texas at Dallas. Go Comets. This is our little hand sign, if you're not aware. This is its little tail and its head. But now I am continuing my education and hopefully entering soon into my master's program, or into a master's program in either biophysics or bioinformatics here at the University of the Saarland.
Thank you so much for the introduction. You just did my work. I didn't even ask. You just started talking. That's perfect.
I just had an intuition.
Just made my day way easier.
You Solid. Know?
Perfect.
All right.
So first question is about the money. How much do you spend for your tuition, and how much do you spend on every day here living in Saarland?
All right.
In Germany. Yeah.
So it's all, as Jessie J said in her song, I don't even remember her song, but it's all about the money, money, money. It really is. That's ultimately one of the reasons I came here to the Saarland. So originally, I completed my first bachelor's. It's not uncommon for students here in Europe to dip their toes into multiple bachelor's programs. That's just one thing that I've noticed here studying in Europe. There's a lot more flexibility with your education if you want to branch off into a different path or specialize. But yeah, in terms of what I was spending in the United States, I lived in Texas. I studied in Dallas, which is a city in North Texas. It's a little bit more expensive than my expenses were living in Houston. I went to high school in Houston. My university, when I was attending, my alma mater, it cost about $30,000 a year. But luckily, I had a scholarship that covered about 95% of my expenses, just due to my SAT score. And in recent years, they've kind of like changed the requirements for the scholarship. So now it's a little bit more difficult to get scholarships like that, where most of your expenses are covered. And as a result, your traditional 4-year college plan in the United States and the amount of money you pay for tuition is becoming less and less accessible. And that's part of what drove me to study here abroad in Germany. I'll go ahead and get my notes out, but I just moving here, everything from public transport is more accessible. I have a lot more resources at my fingertips that allow for a more affordable, accessible life here. When I lived in Houston, I didn't really have access to public trains and public buses. But the beauty about public transport here in Germany is that it's included on your student ID. If you're a student in the University of the Saarland, all regional buses and trains are covered. Yep. I pay $300 a semester for tuition here at the University of the Saarland, and the quality of education I get for that is amazing. And the amenities we have on campus for $300 a semester is amazing. We have so many libraries and different resources at our fingertips here at the university, and so many beautiful nature ways and buildings and places to grab food on campus. I pay about every semester €750 for my health insurance, and that covers my dental insurance and my eye insurance. I actually
That's per year, right? 750?
No, I actually pay more like $1,400 a year.
What did it take to get into university here? Like, what did you need? Do you need SATs? Do you need your GPAs?
Definitely. Yeah. I really needed three main documents in order to get accepted here. So typically, especially if you're an American applying to higher level educational institutions here in Europe, you're going to more than likely apply with your SAT scores. So it's really important to have that on hand. And that goes without saying, like, you need a good SAT score. You need to have a strong SAT score to access scholarships and access admission into a lot of higher level institutions. Not just German universities, but in the United States. So that's important. Yeah. I needed a copy of my high school diploma, which took me forever to find, but okay. I found it. Because I previously achieved a degree.
Bachelor's degree. Do you have a college degree already?
So
you did your high school diploma. What else?
Yes. So in my case, I also needed a copy of my bachelor's degree, and I also needed a copy of my academic transcripts. And this depends on where you are. So if you already have a university education, your university academic transcripts will be used in your application. Or if you're just coming out of high school, then you'll need an academic transcript from your high school that you attended.
Okay.
But other than that, at least with this university, you can either apply to your bachelor's program. So Germans have this thing called the Abitur, which is like their high school Abschluss. It's like their certificate that allows you to enter higher level education, such as college. But if you're an American, you obviously don't have that. So you have to get in with SAT or do an interview process, which is a lot more personal. And, you know, a lot of people also compete with those interview slots. So I've heard, universally speaking, it's better to enter into a German university with your SAT scores. That's usually the safest bet.
I heard they don't use SATs anymore. They only take APs.
Really?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Interesting. I got into the university with my SAT score.
Really?
With
University of Saarland?
I did.
Okay.
Yes. So it depends on your institution. Yeah, I've heard. True. Since the pandemic started, some universities have been doing away with the SAT score submissions. Mm-hmm. But it really depends on what program you're applying to.
But I think the most important question is it possible? It is possible because you're here.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
And there are other American students in your program as well. So I'm...
Plenty.
Plenty.
Plenty. Even.
Wow.
I've met several.
Do they have college degrees like you from the States? Or were they... Some.
Some.
Okay.
Like, I know one girl who, I think she studied linguistics in the United States, and it led her into, now she does teaching. She's, I think she's from Virginia.
She's doing Liam, like the German teaching program, or, you know?
I don't really know her super well. She's more like an acquaintance, like a classmate, it's all good. You know what I mean?
I know.
There are some people here that, you know, I have a classmate who just came fresh out of high school from the United States, and he just came to Germany just to explore the world.
Seriously?
And make the most of his,
Does he have any connection with Germany? German parents or
German grandparents.
Grandparents, yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah, there's so many I mean, I've met quite a few Americans, and not just Americans, I mean people from all around the world. I mean, UDS, the University of the Saarland, is super diverse. I've met students from Ghana, from Turkey, from South Asia, India, Pakistan, South Korea, China, Japan, Mexico. I believe there's also some Canadians here on campus, but there's a ton of diversity, and everybody has their own different path getting into here. That's one thing I really love about studying in Europe, and what a lot of the Americans I've met on campus enjoy about studying Europe is just being able to explore the world at your own pace and having that accessible at your fingertips. A lot of my classmates go on weekend trips to Luxembourg and France, since it's right across the border, since the Saarland is situated right on the French-Luxembourg border.
Mm-hmm.
I know so many fellow classmates of mine who go on weekend trips to Belgium or the Netherlands or Rome or Switzerland, just because we have that accessible to us. You know, we can access the train systems and we have discounted rates because we're students.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is the time to travel. It's like
especially after the pandemic.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
You have to take the chance. You never know when it's gonna start again.
Yeah, no.
I guess. Yeah. Where were you during the pandemic? Were you in Texas or were you here already?
I was in Texas.
Yeah.
I was in my freshman year of college when the pandemic hit, and from my freshman year to my junior year.
How was it in the States in college?
Oh, chaotic.
Chaotic?
Very chaotic.
Did you have classes at all?
Yes.
Like online classes or what?
Online. Some in person, but they were very small and very regulated.
But do you have to live on campus?
No.
Okay, so everyone's at home?
Yes.
And doing classes?
A lot of my peers actually stayed home. Like, a lot of my friends were from out of state, like Virginia. Yeah. I knew people from all across the United States that did their classes completely from their home state.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were deprived of those social connections for such a long time, which is why...
It's part of college, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Huge part.
Huge part, yeah. Because, you know, when you're coming into your own as an adult, you're shaping your own identity and you're establishing what independence means to you. Yeah. And for a lot of students that are thinking about moving abroad, that's a really daunting topic. I feel like that was one hesitation that I had, was completely starting over, because even though during the pandemic I was cooped up and, you know, I didn't really have the opportunities I wanted during my college career to make new friends and get engaged with campus life. You know, I feel like that's kind of a sentiment of my generation.
Yeah.
You know, we feel like we kind of had the best years, so to speak, stolen from us just because of the timing
that
of the pandemic.
That is true.
Yeah.
But do you think if you have no connection with Germany, for example, if your father is not from Germany, would you still consider to go abroad?
Absolutely.
You would?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I'm still open to the idea of obtaining my graduate education in another country. You know, life is such a volatile thing. You never know where life will take you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you step outside of your comfort zone and step outside of where you grew up and where you're from, you know, I grew up in a really classic example of suburbia. I grew up in classic American suburbia. And I'm really thankful for the opportunities I had to travel and explore what life was like in a different country. And even if I didn't have the familial ties that I do in Europe, I definitely would have still considered exploring higher level education here in Europe, in another country, learning another language. Because, you know, it's a common misconception that the idea of networking is only useful in a business career or any sort of marketing career. But networking is crucial in any career. And, you know, the more you explore, the more of the world you explore and the more people you meet, the more people you know each other. And, you know, you realize how small the world is. And especially here in the Saarland, that's the beauty of living here. There's only a million people here in the state, and every time I go to the supermarket here, or I go to a concert, or I go out to dinner in the city, I bump into a relative or a friend or a friend of a friend, and you're two connections away from everyone. Yeah, Saarland, man. But
is that why you want to move away?
Yeah.
For your graduate program. Want to move to another country?
That was a huge culture shock for me moving here to the Saarland, because I'm from Houston. And there's like 4 or 5 million people in Houston. Yeah. It's humongous.
Yeah. Let's go back to the topic of University of Saarland. Let's say the listeners are intrigued by listening to how wonderful Saarland is.
Yes.
Is, and how wonderful the region is. They want to go to the university. So what can they expect from this university? What's when you first came here to this university, what's your impression?
It was actually really reminiscent of my alma mater, UT Dallas. lots of computer science students. It's very academically oriented. It's definitely not what I would call like a party school. There's a lot of different majors here. We have a lot of different like fields of study that you can do here, but the ones we're mainly known for are computer science and cybersecurity. That makes up the bulk of students that are studying at this university.
And the programs are in English, right?
Yeah, most programs have classes available in English, but there also is an international computer science program for the mm-hmm. bachelor's, which yeah. I'm enrolled in. Highly recommend, by the way. Great program. And you meet so many people from around the world, and there's so many different directions you can take going into computer science. There's cybersecurity. We have an amazing cybersecurity program through the CISPA organization on our campus. Pure computer science, theoretical / pure mathematics. We also have Wirtschaftsinformatik, which is kind of like business informatics, business IT. Mm-hmm. We also have embedded systems, more computer engineering oriented majors are available as well at our university. We're also known for law. We also have a really nice business program and sports medicine program at our campus. And there's lots to do. Wow. And I actually am going into bioinformatics or biophysics.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's also a discipline we have available here through our informatics program. It's a really beautiful, developing bioinformatics program that's really exploded in the past 5 years. Like, we've had so many new resources and faculty come to our campus for bioinformatics in the last 5 years. It's really becoming a hotspot in the Czar Lower Lux region and in the EU as a whole for computer science, higher level education. But yeah, I mean, we also have like some liberal arts available here at our campus, like language studies as well.
Yeah. How about student life? So academically, I do have now like mm-hmm. a good picture. And yeah. I think it is really good for the amount of money you pay for. Mm-hmm. But how about living here on campus? Or off campus, whatever.
I will say that student life, it looks a lot different than it does in the United States. Like, okay. when I went to my United States university, we had fraternities, we had yeah. sororities, your yeah. classic idea of college. Yeah, going to, exactly. You have the football team, you can go to the football game, you can join the chess club. And, you know, if you go to a lot of American universities, they have clubs for so many different kinds of niche interests. At my old university, we had a sword fighting club. We had a Dungeons and Dragons club. We had so many different niche interests. But I'd say student life looks a little bit different here in Europe. I'm involved in what you would call the Fachschaft on our campus for computer science, which is basically just student council Fachschaft. And a Fachschaftsrat is basically like the advisory board of the Fachschaft. So basically just like kind of the officer team, just the people who keep the Fachschaft running. And so basically like...
Is your English-American comparison?
Yeah, I'd say so. Like, for example, like... I studied molecular biology at my campus, and we had like a biochemistry students association.
Okay.
But the Fachschafts have way more of a role in administration on campus.
Okay. So it's kind of, is it autonomous in a way that it runs itself, or?
Yes. Like we're student led, if that's what you're wondering.
Yeah.
We definitely work alongside faculty.
Okay.
And the faculty, we do work extensively with faculty, so it's not necessarily just like, oh, this is just for student life. We want to invite exciting guest speakers or like nerd out and talk about biochemistry or computer science or what have you. We play, you know, even though our Fachschaft plays a crucial role in engaging student life on campus and helping students that are newly enrolled and, you know, helping students who are interested in applying to programs, you know, we do a lot of that. But a lot of the work we do as a Fachschaftsrat is also engaging with administration and representing students to the examination board and to campus administration as well. So, it's definitely, student life is different, but I will say, even though we don't have the fraternity, sorority / like club presence on campus as we, you know, as a lot of American universities do, there's still plenty of ways to get involved. It's a lot more academically oriented. We have an esports team on our campus. Yeah, I mean, most of the student life is organized through the student council at our university. It's called ASTA, A-S-T-A. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like the main student life organizer on campus, and they host things such as international like, as I mentioned, like, but the center, the International Study Center,
yeah,
like, they organize culture nights where people, like, get potluck foods from their cultures or, yeah, like, do dances. Yeah. They also have university cinema here. They also do, like, queer LGBTQ affirming events as well on campus, like,
okay,
tea time. So most of the student life on campus is organized through the central body. I see. Yeah.
Do people show up or?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Like, definitely.
Yeah. I feel like the thing for me is that in America, because I went to American college too, and it's,
yeah,
like, sports teams, fraternity, sororities,
yeah,
a huge part for student life.
Yeah.
And when you take that part away, I feel like in Germany, for example, student council or the thing you said kind of,
yeah,
took that role. And the other, yeah, thing is they, a lot of students are, have another life outside of campus. They're working, you know, they're doing other stuff,
right?
How is it like for you? Like, do you feel like students from University of Saarland, they're engaged in this campus life, mm-hmm, or are, I don't know, like 30 or 50% of them just do their own thing,
yeah,
on the side? Yeah,
honestly, I would have to say the latter. I feel like a, yeah, lot of students, it's, I mean, since most of the campus life here is organized by campus administration or, yeah, branches of the student council, yeah, or of the faculty,
mm-hmm,
there's not a lot of, like, student-led groups as compared to the United States. Like, you, yeah, can't just create, like, an archery club out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go through the proper bureaucratic channels. But a lot of people also work in conjunction with their studies, yeah, especially if you're an international student. It's, yeah, really important to stand on your own, you know, and you know, have a job on the side or be a teaching assistant or work, yeah, as a research technician. You know, I have experience with that. I worked as a research assistant here on campus before. That was my on-campus job for a while,
yeah,
several years back. But yeah, I definitely, it's definitely a different culture than in,
right,
the United States.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I feel like we were talking about this, like, we were walking on campus.
Yeah.
And I felt like it's a different vibe
from, oh, yeah,
the people we see than people in America, like, in on American campus.
Oh, yeah.
It's not only, like, how they dress, but how just the whole, how would you put it, like,
it's just,
in words?
It's just,
words. Yeah.
There's, like, a word in German that would perfectly describe, yeah, this.
Say
it's
it.
The Gestalt. Like, the Gestalt is, like, the whole structure, the whole,
yeah,
culmination,
yeah,
the whole picture. It's just, like, you know, you go to your American campus and it's, like, football. I'm wearing a jersey from my campus. I'm wearing
a fraternity.
Hoodie.
I'm from, yeah, my fraternity. I'm in triple delta.
I'm a delta delta delta. And, you know, but here in Europe, you know, it's a lot more academic, a lot more, I don't know. It's very, like, how would I describe it? It's more old-fashioned, you know?
It's not, if I feel like people here who are studying are not living in this campus bubble.
Yeah.
But they have their own life in a sense that they are already adults. They,
yeah,
are already living in the real life while,
yeah,
they're studying. I don't know. What do you think?
It's, I think people just grow up differently here in Europe. Like, I know a lot of people before they do college here in Europe, they do it like a gap year. They either serve as,
yeah,
like an au pair in the United States, like a nanny for a family, or,
yeah,
they travel for a year or do like a voluntary year and volunteer for like a charity or something,
yeah,
like that. And I also just feel like with, you know, this also ties back to the fact that we have more walkable cities here. Like, you can drive, in the United States, you can drive with 16, but at 18, you can drive here. They don't allow you to drive here till you're 18. And getting a license is extremely labor intensive and expensive,
yeah,
here in Germany. And having walkable cities and having access to public transport just allows you to find your own independence earlier. And I feel like people grow up, or at least just come into their own faster here in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, the like, as an American, when I came here, there were so many little things that just gave me a huge culture shock here in Europe. I think one thing that I really had to get used to was just a different lens of consumerism here in Europe. Like, when I lived in the United States, I was eating Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King every day. You know, I ordered everything on Amazon because it was easier than, like, going to, like, yes, you do. I still do that. but I don't know. I just feel like my life, was more centered around consumerism,
yeah,
in the States. And in a way, you know, it's fun, you know, to acquire, you know, all the stuff you want and eat the taste. Huh?
Black Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday. Oh. I've never been to a Black Friday.
I've never been to Black Friday.
No. I'm too scared. I don't want to get trampled. But yeah, it's just like, I feel like when I was in the United States, like I would go to the mall. I would, you know, I would be kind of like urged by like my peers and society to like buy the next best trend, the Stanley Cup, the next thing on TikTok shop. But, you know, being here, you know, it's, I feel like the life, the tempo.
It's like the opposite. You don't buy. Yeah. You want to save money.
Yes. You want to save money.
Everything.
Yes. No, exactly. It's so true though. Like when I first moved here, I was shocked by how little I was pressured to, you know, conform and like, you know, go out and buy the latest, tiniest micro trends that only exist on TikTok.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I wasn't pressured to, you know, invest as much into like all of my clothes, which I mean, don't get me wrong, I love fashion, I love makeup and fashion.
Who doesn't?
But yeah, right. For, yeah.
Like, I would like to have more shoes, clothes, whatever,
right? Sign me up. But I don't know, the tempo at which you live life is a little slower. Yep. Here, which I appreciate. It's so much better for your mental health. The food here is cleaner. Like when I lived in the United States, I had terrible acne on my cheeks and forehead, and here my acne's gone. And I eat more vegetables here. I walk more here.
The carrots.
Exactly. I just love carrots.
Okay.
In the United States, you would see me with a Popeye sandwich in hand instead of a carrot. No, but I don't know. It's just like. The food I eat here, you eat more whole foods here.
Okay.
And it's just also like the active lifestyle. It's not,
I see, yeah.
It's not necessarily about going to the gym and like you have to be the most shredded person, but it's, you know, you have
little things, you know, walk around and then don't drive everywhere and what else?
It's good. It's so good for your mental health just to go on a walk and feel the sunshine on your skin in a walkable city where you know you're not going to get run over. Like,
true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself later in life here in Germany or more in Texas or America or somewhere else?
I'll put it this way. I have no plans to go back.
To America?
No.
Okay.
I have no plans to go back. I mean, if in 5 years, if I get called to do higher level education there or if I accept a job offer there, then we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
But I am so satisfied with my life here.
In Saarland.
In the Saarland. In nice. My humble Saarland.
Wow, awesome.
But it's just the culmination of things.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. I also enjoy the education structure here more in Europe. I enjoy academia more here.
Okay.
I used to work in research in the United States.
Yeah.
I used to do like molecular biology and neuroscience research. And just the way you get funding here is different. It's a lot more intentional.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like the pace at which you can take your classes is a lot more personalized. Like, for example, we have an aging population here in Europe, meaning like there's a high ratio of older people to younger people here in Europe.
Okay.
And as a result, you know, if you're a student who's taking care of a family member who's ailing or sick, that needs care, then there's an option for you to take part-time studies, like take one class a semester, and like your costs will be reduced. It's a lot more flexible. If you fail a class here or if you need to repeat a class, then, you know, there are no prerequisite classes here at Saarland University. So for example, if you need to repeat a class, it's not going to hold you back a year. You can still continue with your educational path and take the next class, but you just have to make up the past class. Yeah. That's all.
Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely a lot more flexible, especially for part-time students and students that work.
Yeah.
I appreciate that living here and studying here is a lot more a DIY thing. It's more like independently spearheaded. Like the professors are, I wouldn't say hands off, but you know, it's more on you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
it's more on you to make the most of your education here. They're not going to spoon feed you.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any last questions that you want to pose to me?
Yeah, or maybe you can post the last question to me.
Yes.
For today.
So I know you talked to me today and I asked you, what's your dream job, Jacob? And you said, this is my dream job. And just connecting students and showing them that an accessible, affordable education is out there.
Yeah.
What would you suggest to students that want to explore the world and explore education in a foreign country? What would you say to entice students that are interested in exploring this path?
Entice them.
Yes. From your experience.
I think no matter where you go, no matter what choice you make, as long as you're making the one that you think is the right one and the more difficult one, it's going to be the right one anyway. Yeah. And I think just to entice you might not be the right... I mean, it is kind of what I'm doing with the podcast too.
Right.
But I wish like people who have... We're open to this option. Just do it. Just try. Give it a try. I mean, it's never a waste of time, even though it doesn't work out at the end. You know, even though, let's say you come to Germany and you realize, oh, German is so hard to learn. Actually, I don't think it's that hard.
No.
But, you know, you come here and even though it's a failure, it's never really a failure. It's just,
exactly.
It's such a good experience to go out and just to see what's there for you, you know. It's to entice you, just, I would say... just go do stuff instead of just like wandering around and then watching TikTok videos, you know, or listening to my podcast. Just apply for the universities and I know if your requirements are there, like if you fulfill the requirements, you're gonna get into all the German and European universities because it's just so straightforward. It's not like America where you have so much stress. Am I gonna get in? And it's not like
they're very accepting.
Yeah. It's not like a group of admission officers deciding you like who's getting in by looking at your essays and just personally decide who's gonna get in or not. It's in Germany. It's like if your requirements are fulfilled, you're gonna get in. You're gonna get your spot, even though you're from America, from Mexico, wherever, Asia.
Yeah.
And it's just go and have that. When you have that option, go for it. Why not? Just take a couple years off, even though you think it's not gonna work out. So I think. I think back to a question to entice. I think it's just from my personal experience is absolutely worth it. Like my best time in my life, I was studying abroad in Heidelberg. I didn't tell you this. I was studying abroad in Heidelberg. It was such a nice
experience.
Yeah, because the thing with traveling is that when you are booking your flight, when you're planning your trip, you have a certain picture in your mind and it's never the same picture when you go there.
Yeah.
It's like, it just blows your mind because the real world is just different and it's exciting.
Yeah.
Right? When you're traveling and studying abroad, it's...
Makes you a better person.
Right.
Makes you more well-rounded.
Yeah, right? And it's just you have to do it.
Yeah, have to.
Yeah, right?
There's more life out there. There's so many different cultures, and you've lived all around the globe. I'm impressed. You grew up in China. You went to Pennsylvania. You went to Germany, and I'm assuming you've traveled around a lot, just exploring different cultures in your time here in Europe.
Thanks. I mean, situational, right?
But
it's like for me, it's more or less, I was kind of forced to study in the States because that was like a trend. In China.
Right.
And then but Europe was my choice. And I would only recommend that to all students from America, from Asia. Like, just go to the next, like, one step further and just to test it out. Like, And it's right there for you to grab. It's so easy, actually. It's not that hard.
Yeah. And who knows where it'll take you in your future career.
Right. And you can always go back.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like you're going to Europe, you're never going back to America, we're never going back to China, wherever you're from. You never know. You can always... And when you go back, you have a German... let's say you finish your degree, you have a German degree. Mm. And it looks good on your resume, so...
Yeah.
Why don't you take the chance?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah. Any last remarks you want to leave the audience with?
Not from my side. I'm just... I'm very impressed by how how much information you offered in the podcast and today. Thank you so much.
Of course.
About the university. And I didn't know University of Saarland is a nice place. I had no idea, but it's kind of nice here.
Let me tell you, the University of the Saarland, it is the only university here in the state of the Saarland, but it is so strategically placed. That's why I would recommend it, aside from...
And you have a campus.
Yeah, we have you're right. That's a unique thing.
That's rare. That's really rare in Europe, in Germany.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Europe. I don't know other places, but...
Right.
It is nice.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of a lot of American university campus centers. Everything's all together in one as opposed to just scattered around the city.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if you guys are interested in applying for a computer science program, if you guys want to connect with me, I don't know if you... offer like the podcast guest information to students that are listening.
I can write it on totally. my on the info or the description part. Yeah,
that would be great. If I encourage any listeners out there that are interested in applying to a computer science program or computer science related field here at Saarland University, you're more than welcome to reach out to me through email, and I can answer any questions specific to this university and the programs we offer here. But if there's anything I want to leave y'all with, is just take the chance. Like, just really just take the chance. Yeah. It was the decision for me to move to Europe was definitely not one that I took lightly. I planned about 2 years.
Yeah.
I saved up enough money for 2 years and got the proper paperwork together and got the proper living accommodations and, you know, reconnected with my family accordingly for 2 years before I officially moved here. And, you know, it's the thing is like life takes you, and especially throughout your 20s. Your 20s is a super volatile period of your life.
It's the best time.
It is.
You can't. Don't waste it.
No, exactly.
Go out there.
Like, listen, right? I'm a Saarland girl. I love my hometown. I love my home village. I love my region. But there's just so much out there to explore.
Right? Yeah.
Life is too short to stay put. Yeah,
especially when you were young and, you know, just... go out there.
Yeah. And like, I've talked with some of my American friends, and, you know, I've brought up the suggestion to them, like, would you ever like move to a different country or different, you know, part of the world to continue your education? And some people are, you know, are open to it, and some people are really hesitant.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of my peers that say, like, you know, I don't think I would, because I just, you know, that doesn't really like... that sounds like a really difficult transition. And it is, especially if you're moving to a place with a new language and new laws and new customs. And especially if you're looking to get a car in a new country. Like, luckily, the United States has like trading options. Like, there's like a few states where you can trade in your license for a German license. But that's very limited. You know, there's a million different factors that goes into it. But the way I see it is that, you know, life, your 20s are a very volatile period. And, you know, you never know if you're going to be transferred from the East Coast to the West Coast. You don't know if you're going to be, you don't know if you're going to stay throughout the, you know, your same university up until your PhD and then switch to an entirely different city. But that's just a part of your 20s, you know, is moving around and, you know, having to establish new support groups and, you know, establish new friendship groups and establish new career opportunities and new places around the United States or, you know, wherever you're located or around the world. And I think that exploring higher level education and careers in a different country, you know, it's just like any other life transition. You know, you have to make new friends and find a new support system and, you know, find, new hobbies and things that fulfill you. So if you're interested in exploring a completely different side to the world, you know, that'll open your mind. It'll make you realize just how diverse, the world is and how connected we all are. Now that I've become more settled in Europe, you know, I bump into people all the time, you know, that have some sort of connection with Houston, Texas, or some connection with the Saarland or something like that. And I think the more you travel, the more you realize the world is small, and the more you realize the world is small. I don't know. It's an eerie but beautiful feeling.
Yeah. And that is true. Yeah. Well, so, thank you so much.
Yeah,
let's wrap it up. Get some food.
All right, yeah.
I'm excited for the food.
Oh, me too.
Okay, nice. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate
thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Peace out.
So that's it for the episode. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And if you have more questions, just shoot me an email. And you know what? Maybe it is time to put your foot down and apply for university.